if it ain't just right, spit it out and I'll eat it.
But if you do want to eat it, you'll begin to do what?
Taste it.
Or? So chew it?
Taste it.
Begin to chew it up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about, did you ever take any cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way? What would you call that?
Well, I didn't fix it like that, but in my growing up, it was called kush. It wouldn't be meal, it'd be cornbread, pones, or hoagies or something left over. My mother didn't throw in nothing. She'd tear it up in the frying pan and put grease and black pepper and sometimes cut up onions in it. Make the thing kind of like a dressing out. But we called it kush.
Okay, for an average meal, you'd have meat and what else?
Well, some kind of vegetable for dinner. Maybe collards or turnips or something.
Mm-hmm. What about this food that you see a lot of it here in the South? People eat it for breakfast with along with the eggs and bacon, that white stuff.
Grits. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing that they ever made. In fact, I raised my crop.
Mm-hmm. What about
grits and eggs and bacon?
Uh-huh. And what would you call it if you had the whole grains of corn after you've bleached the outside cover off?
Harmony. That would be harmony. I love harmony, yeah, but that is hard to make it.
And with your meat at a meal, if you don't have potatoes with it, you might have some other kind of starchy food like what? Not maybe meat and potatoes, but meat and... Pour gravy over it?
Yeah, rice. Mm-hmm. Rice and grits. Mm-hmm.
What about if something's cooking in the kitchen and it made a good impression on your nose, you might say to me, just what?
Smell good.
Smell good.
You want anything?
Okay. You were talking about what kind of syrup do you have around here mostly?
Chew cane.
Mm-hmm. Do you have something like syrup and molasses the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Have you ever heard of people call molasses long sweetening and syrup short sweetening? Hadn't heard that.
Mm-hmm. Syrup and molasses were the same with us.
Okay.
Made out of sugar cane.
Mm-hmm. What if a man has a belt that's made out of cowhide and he wants to tell me that this is, it's cowhide and nothing else. It's not imitation cowhide, it's...
solid cowhide. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe not solid, it's
genuine.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about sugar that's sold not prepackaged like it is now, but straight out of the barrel? You'd say it's sold how?
About a pound.
About a pound.
You get from a dime worth on up to a dollar's worth out the barrel. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people say that it's sold loose or sold in bulk?
Well, the two people would have a barrel.
Uh-huh.
That would be bulk.
And what about this?
You wasn't born, I don't reckon, when it, till since they went to packaging it.
Mm. What about something else that people like to put on their biscuits other than syrup?
Butter.
Okay, and butter, and then they put this sweet stuff, made out of fruit.
Preserve or jelly.
Uh-huh. What do you have on your table to season your food with in shakers? You have
salt and pepper.
Uh-huh. What about if I had a bowl of peaches and apples